Good morning and welcome to the Sussex County Council meeting, February 8th, 2022. First thing to approve the agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, we have no recommended changes to today's agenda.
Entertained motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
We got motion carried. At the minutes of February the 1st, any questions, corrections, additions? Hearing none, those stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
I have none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Now's the time for public comment. Anybody can address the audience with 3 minutes about something county council has some control of. Please come forward, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, county council. My name is William Kennick. I live in Seaford. I'm the state advocate for manufactured housing, and I presented the document before you to talk about discrimination and taxation without representation, affordable housing, sewer, and drinking water issues that we have in Sussex County. The first one is the fact that we don't have an appendix in the state in the county code, and we'd like to make sure that the manufactured housing is recognized so we'd have some peace there. I'd be glad to help work on that. We're the last county in the state that doesn't recognize manufactured housing as such, and I'd like to see that instituted if possible. Second thing we have is affordable housing. We have none. It's all going away. And with the fact that our manufactured housing landowners are devastating some of our communities in Sussex County, it's important that we keep affordable housing in Sussex County. The last thing I want to talk to you about is the sewer and drinking water. I've attached a report that you all have in front of you. There's drinking water and sewage. We got that information from the EPA, and we have some major issues in this county. We have over 18 manufactured home communities that have sewer on the ground, and as two of you people on the council have already seen the problems that we have, the response we get back from Denrick is very, very slow, okay? So it's important that we take this into fact, and maybe we need to step up something within the county. That's all I have for you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else in the audience want to speak? Anyone else in the audience? Operator, check online, please.
If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to make public comment, dial 5-star. We have a first caller on the line. George, your line is now open. Please state your name and address for the record before making your comment.
My name is George Schultz, address 32480 West Tiffany Wood Drive, Frankfort, Delaware, 19945.
Okay, sir, go ahead.
Okay, I'm calling in concern about a parcel that is up for development behind where I live. I was told when I bought this property that it was wetlands and could never be developed. There are two ponds back there, lots of wildlife. But someone made a wetland survey of a company in Maryland saying that there was nothing recognizable as wetlands or waterways on this property. I know the planning and zoning will have a meeting the day after tomorrow at 5 p.m., which I intend to attend. And I'm bringing it to the council's attention. I've spoken to John Riley, and he knows who I am. By voice, and I'm expressing my disapproval of this property being developed as proposed, and I just want to make that noted for the county council. I don't know what you guys do about that kind of stuff, but this what's happening is wrong, and I'm just wanting it to be noted.
Thank you, sir.
This time there is no one else on the line.
Thank you. We'll close public comment. Mr. Lawson.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. Looks like we have the recognition of a couple retirees today. We will start with Terry Dukes. Mr. President, I do have a tribute that we would like to offer, and I will read the tribute from the County Council. Sussex County Council tribute, be hereby known to all that Sussex County Council commends Terry L. Dukes, addressing technician to geographic information, for devotion, loyalty, and excellence in serving Sussex County from October 16th, 2003 to February 11th, 2022, 18 years and 3 months. Sussex County Council extends its thanks and congratulations and directs this tribute to be presented to Terry with wishes of happiness and good health. Congratulations, Terry.
Okay. I'm sure they turn out well with these masks on.
Oh, yeah. We're smiling.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. One more gentleman that is attempting to retire. I can say, regardless of what the groundhog says, it will stop snowing once Doug Stokely leaves the premises. Doug and I share many phone calls between the hours of 4 a.m. and 5 a.m. to determine whether or not we need to close the county or to have a delay due to snow. So I'm certain in retirement you're going to look forward to having to avoid those phone calls in the future. Yes. Okay. I will read your tribute, and we also have a plaque here from the council. Sussex County Council tribute, be it hereby known to all that the Sussex County Council commends Douglas J. Stokely, Facilities Manager, Facilities Management, for devotion, loyalty, and excellence in serving Sussex County from January 11th, 1994 to February 11th, 2022. 28 years and 1 month. County Council extends its thanks and congratulations and directs this tribute to be presented to Douglas J. Stokely with wishes of happiness and good health. And also a tribute presented to Douglas J. Stokely by the Sussex County Council in grateful appreciation for 28 years of outstanding service and dedication. Congratulations, Doug.
Does this mean you want your name taken off for better alert phone number?
Yes, yes. Yes.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
I would like to say it's been a really good group of people that I've worked with. At the top administration level, all through all the departments and my facilities group. Good people. Thank you. Yep.
Thank you, Doug, and thank you, Terry. Okay, moving down the agenda. County Administrator's Report for February 8, 2022, Item 1. Per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, the following projects have received substantial completion. Villages at Red Pond South Phase 2, construction record. Friendship Creek Phase 1A, construction record, effective January 26. And Lands of High Tide Church, Inc., effective February 1st. Friendship Creek Phase 1B, construction record, effective February 4th. Item 2, a reminder, Council will not meet on Tuesday, February 15th. The next regularly scheduled meeting will be held on Tuesday, February 22nd at 10 a.m. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Medlars.
I believe the retirement of Ms. Dukes was the most noisy.
I think you're correct.
Excited.
I can recall. So... Mr. President, we have South Coastal Rehoboth and, you know, the joint project. In this particular case, since we were running up the numbers too much, I did talk to my staff, and we are able to keep these allocation separate. You see that in the spreadsheet. So I did not assign additional change order numbers. I think I'm only going to reserve that in the future if the amounts are large enough to warrant it. So I just wanted to sort of lead it up to this, so in case you see why are we not assigning four numbers versus two numbers. So the that one. And in addition to, and let me just jump to the general construction, there were two items here which are both related to the condition of the facilities and the, let's call it, deferred maintenance items. The one at the Rehoboth is fairly straightforward on the headworks. We're looking at the initial original baffles in the headworks from the 80s, and they're in such a condition that they're no longer usable. Have to be removed, and the city asked for emergency replacement with fiberglass units. Well, our team has looked at the filtrate pumps. These are the pumps which pump. Once you press out the sludge, you pump the water which you press out back to the headworks. These pumps date back to the facility, also from an 80s improvement. So just like we did the recirculation sludge pumps the last time, the recycled sludge pump, these pump replacements, pricing it out both ways. We always look at this. Ronco is providing excellent pricing to the county, and we believe it is actually slightly beneficial over the general labor and equipment contract. So again, this is something our team, our environmental services maintenance team, would not be able to do. So we either have to use the general labor and equipment contract, or we can ask Ronco for a change order. I have Ronco investigating right now the screens at the inland bays, which are both date back to the last upgrade, early 90s, and they're looking at that, and I will come back forward to you with that. The finance director, Ms. Jennings, and I had discussing that approach, and seems to be a good way to catch up with our deferred maintenance, and so you will see me on that issue in hopefully 3, 4, 5 weeks, something like that. So since then, since we had this, and Mr. President, two items have come up. The environmental services requested corrosion-resistant heaters in the one room, which has high moisture, and stainless steel, fully enclosed, electric enclosures for the operators on the valves. These are which go on top of the electric motors for the operators. So both of these at $11,000. It didn't come in time, but it came in yesterday. If you allow me to add that to the motion for Ronco.
I think you can do that, sir. Yes, sir.
So I have a motion for the Ronco approval. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, the change order 19 for contract C19-11, South Coastal Regional Wastewater Regional Facility Treatment Process Upgrade Number 3 and Rehoboth Beach Wastewater Treatment Plant Capital Improvements Program Phase 2 General Construction be approved, increasing the contract amount by $109,630.10.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion passed. Next, sir.
Mr. President, on the electrical side, we had similar issues at Rehoboth. Fully corroded, needed to have the lighting replaced. It's been reviewed by the city engineer and accepted, but it will fall under our program. We have enough funds to do these little ones. Okay. And the other one, I'm glad to say, we didn't initiate the other one. IT did.
Oh.
Aha. They wanted changes to the fiber layout. They wanted to change the inner ducts on the conduits. So Dwayne sent in a request, and the change is what we priced out. So we do have a recommendation on both of these.
Okay. Motion, sir.
BB move based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change order number 15 for contract C19-17 South Coastal Treatment Process Upgrade Number 3 and Rehoboth Beach Capital Improvement Program Phase 2 Electrical Construction be approved for an increase of $28,119.42.
Thank you, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
I will get the motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. The update sheet is enclosed, and as you can see on the electrical side, we're still to the good after all these changes. We're still running on a credit.
Thank you. Ms. Jennings, grant requests.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. The first grant request is the Lewis Public Library's requesting $2,500 for their annual Shakespeare Festival. The money will be used to provide platforms for lectures, demonstrations, workshops, concerts, and amateur live theater performances. The last grant received was in the amount of $1,500 from Mr. Schaefer, and Mr. Schaefer placed on the agenda.
Mr. Schaefer.
I'd like to offer $1,500 from the 3rd District of Camp.
What's the total request?
$2,500.
I'll do $500.
Okay.
Just because I like Shakespeare.
Any more people want to jump in here? Okay, I have a motion, Mr. Schaefer, second, Mr. Riley, to grant $2,000 to the Lewis Public Library for their annual Shakespeare Festival, being $1,500 from Mr. Schaefer's Council Bank account and $500 from Mr. Riley's Council Bank account. Question on the motion. Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
I believe the motion carried. Next.
Okay, the next one is Fraternal Order of Police for Sussex County Lodge number 2. They're requesting $3,000 for various projects such as sharing a Christmas dinner or a Thanksgiving dinner with a needy family. The money will also be used to help and assist police survivors, military veterans, disabled fire, and police officers. Last grant received was $2,000, and it was each of $500 from Mr. Schaefer, Mr. Hudson, Mr. Vincent, and Mr. Riley. And Mr. Schaefer placed on the agenda.
Schaefer.
I would like to offer $1,000 from the 3rd District of Kent.
Okay.
I'm in for $500.
I'll do $500.
Okay. Anybody else? I have a motion, Mr. Schaefer, second, Mr. Riley, to grant $2,000, being $1,000 Mr. Schaefer's Council Bank account, $500 Mr. Riley's Council Bank account, and $500 Mr. Hudson's Council Bank account. Fraternal Order of Police, Sussex County Lodge number 2, for their sharing of Thanksgiving dinner and Christmas with the needy family. Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried.
Okay, the next one is Fort Miles Historic Association is requesting $1,000 for their M10 display project. The money will be used for transporting the M10 vehicle from Pennsylvania. The owner has offered to display the M10 at Fort Myers and cover all costs aside from shipping the vehicle. Applicants have also received funds from private businesses, FMHA, and state parks. Last grant received was $6,474 in June of 2021. That was split half between Mr. Schaefer and Mr. Riley. And Mr. Schaefer placed on the agenda.
Schaefer.
I'd like to offer $250 from the 3rd District of Kent.
I'll do $500 for this. And I'd like to also note that the recent passing of Dr. Ray, who has been one of the driving forces behind the restoration of Fort Miles, and so it's he's a real loss to the community and certainly to Fort Miles.
I'll also do $250 to get them their $1,000. So
and I can do $250 as well.
I'll do $250 as well.
Well, now we're $500 over more than they asked for.
They can use it.
For this M10 display?
I'm sorry?
For the M10 display? Yeah. That's what the request is for, the M10 display.
Well, I'll withdraw $250, and you want to withdraw $250, and we'll give them what they asked for.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So you're okay. $250.
Okay. And there you go. We're, so, okay. We're good.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second, Mr. Riley.
Yeah.
Grant $1,250. That rings the James?
Correct.
Being $250 each council member account.
Okay.
Questions on the motion? We'll take a vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
I have a motion carried. Next.
Okay. And the last one is Delaware River and Bay Lighthouse Foundation is requesting $15,000 for the restoration material and volunteer transportation for the Arbor Refuge Lighthouse project. The money will be used to help hire a launch boat to transport volunteers and restoration material to the island where the lighthouse is located. Last grant received was $1,000 in 2013 by Ms. Deaver, and Mr. Schaefer placed on the agenda.
Mr. Schaefer.
I will offer $1,000 from the 3rd District of Kent.
I will contribute $250.
How much were they asking for?
$15,000.
Yeah, $15,000.
You want to make the difference up? You got enough, you can just whatever. Anybody else? That's okay.
A little rich for my blood.
Okay. Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second, Mrs. Green, to grant $1,250, being $1,000 Mr. Schaefer's council bank account, $250 Mrs. Green's council bank account, to the Delaware River and Bay Lighthouse Foundation for restoration and volunteer support. Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
I have the motion carried. Proposed zoning ordinance introduction, Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first one's in Mr. Hudson's district. It's an ordinance grant of conditional use of land in the GR General Residential District for a tree house and yurt to be utilized for short-term rentals to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 0.26 acres more or less.
I will introduce it.
Mr. Hudson introduces it.
The next one's in Mr. Riley's district, an ordinance grant of conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an automotive and boat repair business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 5.00 acres more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Riley introduces it.
And the last one is also Mr. Riley's district, an ordinance grant of conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a campground to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 30.76 acres more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Riley introduce it.
That's all, Mr. President.
Council member comments. Council member comments. Anybody? Okay, entertain a motion to executive sessions for pending potential litigation and land acquisition.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second, Mr. Riley. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now in executive session for pending litigation and land acquisition.
Thank you.